And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 17th of September, 2013. It's the birthday of the poet who wrote "So Much Depends Upon a Red Wheelbarrow Glazed with Rainwater Beside the White Chickens." William Carlos Williams, born Rutherford, New Jersey, 1883. Father was a businessman, English, mother Puerto Rican. His mother spoke and read to him in Spanish. He went off to school in Switzerland, France, learned French, but came back, went to medical school, and practiced medicine full-time there in Rutherford, New Jersey. William said, "I have never felt that medicine interfered with me, but rather that it was my very food and drink, the very thing which made it possible for me to write. Was I not interested in man? There the thing was, right in front of me. I could touch it, smell it. It was myself, naked, just as it was, without a lie, telling itself to me in its own terms." It's the birthday of Hank Williams, Mount Olive, Alabama, 1923. Radio star, successful country recording artist, but he kept playing roadhouses, and he died on his way to playing one in Canton, Ohio. Died in Oak Hill, West Virginia, in the back seat of his Cadillac. He was 29 years old. It's the birthday of Ken Kesey, born in La Junta, Colorado, 1935. Grew up in Oregon, on the Oregon River, went to Stanford University, studied creative writing. He was a night attendant in the mental ward of the Veterans Hospital, and his experience became the basis for his first novel, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It came out in 1962, was made into a movie in 1975. And it was on this day, 1787, the U.S. Constitution was signed by delegates at the final meeting of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. The Articles of Confederation, which had bound the colonies together, did not work. It was a loose confederation which emphasized the rights of states, and not a single state was paying all of its federal taxes. The government had no way to penalize them. Troops were deserting. The military was weak. And so they wrote a constitution which called for a strong central government, led by James Madison, who came every single day, took notes on the proceedings, argued tirelessly for the idea of the central government, and came to be known as the father of the Constitution. Here's a poem for today by Tom Hennen, "From a Country Overlooked." There are no creatures you cannot love. A frog calling at God from the moon-filled ditch as you stand on the country road in the June night. The sound is enough to make the stars weep with happiness. In the morning, the landscape green is lifted off the ground by the scent of grass. The day is carried across its hours without any effort by the shining insects that are living their secret lives. The space between the prairie horizons makes us ache with its beauty. Cottonwood leaves click in an ancient tongue to the farthest cold dark in the universe. The cottonwood also talks to you of breeze and speckled sunlight. You are at home in these great empty places, along with red-winged blackbirds and sloughs. You are comfortable in this spot, so full of grace and being that it sparkles like jewels spilled on water. Tom Hennen's poem, "From a Country Overlooked," from his collection "Darkness Sticks to Everything," published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, where you can fill out one form and receive up to 5 loan offers at trylendingtree.com, NMLS 1136. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.